You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Science has a language. And what is the language of science? It's math. Therefore, what is math? Well, math is numbers. And as you are about to find out, astrology and numerology are all about numbers too. Stanley, known as a mathematical genius, has developed the ESP code based on your personal numbers to not only direct you in your life to your purpose and mission, it allows you to use the law of attraction through math. Join us for a lively discussion every Thursday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, where you can ask your question based on the scientific formula of math. Visit loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee for his live show information. And now, live from Australia, here is Mr. Stan Lee, the mathematical alchemist.
Since I have Kathy online, we'll go first with Kathy, and we'll go through Kathy's ESP code numerology. So today's here, by the way, I'm 14 hours ahead of Eastern, up to 17 hours ahead of Pacific time. So at the moment, it's 10:06 in the morning here, Australian Eastern Standard Time, 23rd of April. So it's the 22nd of April for you guys. It's the beauty of time zones. And so if you like, Kathy, we'll go with your ESP code first. All I need is your date of birth.
12/13/1953.
So the 13th of December, 1953?
Yeah, 13th. Uh-huh.
Very common theme for 53. 2 weeks ago, we had three people come in and they're all at 1953. So your first month, Kathy, is the merging of your sun and moon, so your day and month. So if you add 13 plus 12, you get 25. If you know that down to a single digit, 2 plus 5 equals 7. So your identity number is a 7. And that's telling me 7s are deep thinkers, contemplate. They can be spiritual people, keep to themselves at times. And the way you profile the energies of people is how you go on that first number, Kathy. So what I mean by that, I'm born 6 May, 6, 5 is 11, 1 plus 1 is 2. So you're a 7, I'm a 2, our energies together form a 9. So that's also a spiritual connection, because 7 and 9 are spiritual numbers, and it's also could be good for understanding us speaking together and also understanding business in relation to trends or niches, if you will. So your identity number is a 7. Your type of identity is the merging of Mercury to Pluto in your year of birth. So if we add 1 plus 9 plus 5 plus 3, we get 18. If you know that down to a single digit, you get 9. So your type of identity is a 9. So it's like a double validation of your spiritual numbers, if you will. So you're definitely a very spiritual person, because I also know what your third number is going to be. And it's very important for you to be inclined with protecting your auras, your energies. And animals are good too, by the way, because they can heal, like a bird, for example. So your type of identity is a 9. Now, your life path or character is the merging of those two numbers. So in this solar system, if you add 7, your identity and type of identity, which is a 9, you get 16. And if you know that down to a single digit, 1 plus 6 equals 7. So your life path and character is a 7. So So far, we have three numbers in your code, Kathy, 797. So they're three very spiritual numbers. They could be very, a lot of religious or spiritual people have a seven nines in their code. So that's your type. That's your life path or character. Now, your essence, soul, and purpose is now the merging of those three numbers, if you will. So if you go 7 plus 9 plus 7, you get 23. And if you narrow that down to a single digit, you get 5. So your ESP code, your essence, soul, and purpose is a 5. So that's someone where 7 can be slow and contemplating and deep thinking. 5 is on the other side, intellectual, fast, quick thinker. And that's your higher self number. So that's been guiding your other three numbers, being the 797. And especially now, so 1958 now, you're operating predominantly in the 5, your last number, the ESP code. And I also just drew a card here, and just out of this deck of 35, and I got 23, two threes of 5. If you add that together, and that's meaning as above, so below. So that's your higher self number. So remember, I just mentioned your higher self number 5, your subconscious number, that's been guiding you in your 797. So you can possibly astral travel, or you get dreams or visions, if you will, because you have three spiritual numbers in the 797, and your 5 is the travel number. So not just physical, it can be the spiritual travel, like astral travel, dreams, insights, that type of element, if you will. And you have the arrow of determination in the Greek Pythagorean, and being the 1953, it's a snake in the Chinese. And the 53 is the water snake. So it's artistic and practical as a water snake. So they sort of sum up, if you will, some attributes of you, Kathy.
I'm very spiritual. I feel like I'm not moving fast enough on my spiritual path, and I'm very artistic and creative. Yeah.
And because of those three numbers, it's inclined for you to be very spiritual. Like for you to go to the sea is good. To go to temples or churches, or just do your own prayers or mantras or meditation, is really good for you. It helps you. Because of those three numbers, you know, you could have a very philosophical conversation with a religious priest or another spiritual person. It doesn't really matter. And I say spiritual and religion go hand in hand. They shouldn't be segregated, but nonetheless, that's your code. So for 2021, Kathy, for you in with your identity number, because you're a 7, you're running a 3. So 7 plus 2021, which is the 5, equals 12, equals 3. So right now in the wavelengths, for your cosmos, if you will, you're here in 2021, if you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
So we all go through a sine wave of the cosmos. So right now, 3 is about growth, abundance, prosperity, creativity, or creation more so than just creativity. So it's very good for you to be fun, childlike, because 3 is linked to like the Empress card in the tarot, but also fun and childlike. So it's very important for you to be like that. And with your age that you are now, with your 5, those insights or visions that you're having and dreams that you're having are really powerful. And Yeah, that's great. That's your code, 7975. There you go. Spiritual. Okay. So animals are really good to be with you. And as we go through some of the readings also with the other people, we'll see how we can see synchronicities now. Let's see how it unfolds.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. So, yeah, you're in a good year this year. So, you know, crystals, protection, animals, cleansing, salt water is very good. These will help you because you're a very spiritual person. And prayers, mantras, and just understanding your biorhythms, if you will. So at the end of the show here, I'll send a couple of links for people can go to see what I mean by the biorhythms, otherwise known as a mathematical realignment, if you will. But that's great. Do stay on, Kathy. We'll have some.
I feel I need one.
Yeah, no problem. I'm here to help.
Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome. And so who would like to be next?
Can you hear me okay, Stanley?
It's Linda. Linda, nice to meet you. Sorry, I was just trying to send it to the private chat. So I just sent to everyone the realignment link where people can look at and see further information. And I have Linda. I heard her. Nice to meet you, Linda.
Hi, you as well.
And you're from which part of America?
In Florida.
Ah, there you go.
Over Tampa area.
Very good. Double Florida. We have a little bit of a synchronicity there with Kathy.
There you
go. very good. Excellent. So I'll just... and two L's, LL, Linda L. Very good. But by the way, names play a role. So just going back with Kathy, your first letter vowel's an A, so A's are leaders. I's, first letter vowel I's can be sometimes a little bit of having to maneuver a pivot, but your L, first letter L, is a powerful letter. It's in the alphabet. There's different range of numbers of letters. It's the second highest. So, Linda, your date of birth, if you will.
1/24/63.
So your first number, Linda, if you add the sun and moon, just like Kathy, so 24 plus 1 is 25.
Right.
If you narrow that down to a single digit, 2 plus 5 is 7. So we have another synchronicity. You're a 7 and Kathy's a 7. So
sounded a little familiar when you were telling Kathy.
So deep contemplation, it's a spiritual number. So for example, in combination now, if we used to do like a triangulation, just yourself, myself, and Kathy, you and I, just like Kathy and I, are a 9 because I'm a 2. And you're a 7, so that's a spiritual connection, and it's good for speaking. So if you're in a speaking engagement with someone, that combination can be good. Your combination with Kathy, because you're 2 7s, if you go 7 plus 7, it equals 14. 1 plus 4 equals 5. So where your 2 7s are a bit more slow, meditative, deep thinking, when you merge together with two people that are like that, it can actually sort of become inverse, comes a 5, and it speeds up. So it's a faster conversation, intellectual conversation, and could be a good travel companion. So then we're starting to see how the energies relate with different people. So that's your first number.
Okay.
Your type of identity. Is the merging of 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 3. So if you add that all together, you get 10, 16, 19.
Okay.
If you know 19 down to a single digit, 1 plus 9 equals 10.
Can I go out? Yeah, look.
If you narrow down 1 plus 0, you get one. So your type of identity is a 1.
Okay.
So that's a person who likes their independence, solitude. You know, you're most in your creativity mode when you're independence mode, if you will. So you're an independent type of spiritual deep thinking person. So that's your type of identity. If you add your identity and type of identity together, you get your life path or character. And for you, that is eight. So eight's got to do with people who know make money and business. It can be auspicious or fulfillment in life with all avenues. Like an eight's like to be fulfilled, but money can also give them peace of mind. So that's your third number. Your essence, soul, and purpose is the merging now of those three numbers. And just like Kathy had two sevens, you have two sevens. But your combination is a bit different. So where Kathy's a 7975, you're a 7187. Because when you go 7 + 1 + 8, okay, you get 7. So your higher self is a spiritual number. Okay. So spirituality is very inclined to you. It's good for you. Like,
yes.
It's something that gives you your soul peace. So where it's a little bit different with Kathy's E's piece of 5 and yours is a 7, but do we see how she's 7975? You're 7187. So you have energies and profiling even with people. So for example, your two energies, if it was to merge, would become 5163. So the way I did that is he's Kathy.
Yes.
And he's Linda.
Got it.
These energies to form together form 5163. So that combination, if you say in example, you two individuals, it would be just one sec.
Are we astro traveling together, Kathy?
I'll just unmute her. I just gotta ask to unmute. I've got her on unmuted. How do I unmute her?
How about, can you hear me now?
Can hear you now, yes. So so basically, yeah, your two combinations. So you and Linda would be a 5. So it'll be a little bit inverse to both your identities, which is a 7. Your two 7s of deep thinking, you form together and it'll be a speedy conversation, intellectual. And when you're traveling, you have fun together because your last numbers are 3, being a 5163. 3 is the childlike energy. Just like I said, you're running a 3 in 2021. So, and also, Linda, you may be on the cusp in the Chinese. Just let me double check when that happens. 1963. The Chinese year for 1963 start on the 25th of Jan. So you are, wow, you're on the cusp. That's right. So you're 24th of Jan. So you have both water tiger and water rabbit. The Chinese year kicks in that year on the 25th of Jan. So what that means, sorry, there's a few people coming in. Linda Rose from Nusweek, Eileen Zetoff. Okay, so great. So we've got some great people. So you have still Water Tigers, the realistic, agreeable, going to elements, because you're still technically Water Tiger, about to kick in to Water Rabbit. Going to realistic group, and the water rabbit can be sometimes the fragile and withdrawn. But I don't sense that. I sense more it's the water tiger with you. And you also have the arrow of intellect, Linda. So if you think of on the top, and you also have the arrow of planning. So if you see here, you have a vertical arrow on the left side, which is the planning, and you have a horizontal arrow at the top, which is intellect. So your ESP code is 7187. You have elements of the water tiger released to Greeble, touches of the water rabbit. And the rabbits are one of the most intuitive animals of the Chinese, of the 12 animals. And by the way, just dissecting a bit, a dragon was an actual real animal. So the Chinese didn't create 11 real animals and one mythological one, but that's another story. That forms your ESP code, Linda. Did some of that resonate?
Definitely.
And just like Linda, because you're both sevens, you're in a 3 year in 2021.
All right.
Which is fun, childlike, creation, growth, abundance. So depending on what someone's trying to achieve, when I begin to mathematic realign, I get everyone to understand how their hours, days, months, years operate here and how they also profile with people. Just like I said, we're profiling, you and I and Kathy before. And that's and also the house number that they're in or the office number or relocation. It's very important because the frequencies change according to certain variables. So when I begin to realign people, they will start to see synchronicities. And that is our higher self giving us some guidance. Now, the key is we have to discern the synchronicities, because sometimes if we're in the wrong frame of mind, we may be attracting the wrong deja vus or coincidences, if you will, the wrong synchronicities. So when people are connected to me, because I do very powerful spiritual prayers always constantly, I start to shift so people can understand their true synchronicities, if you will. So that was great, Linda. Thank you.
And thank
Kathy,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you can click
Thank
on
you.
The link. You're welcome. On the chat, you can see I have a web link and it takes you to the realignment page. And on there, you can listen to our past episodes that I've done on Law of Attraction. On the footer, there's an on-air tab that's flashing and you can see it. I'll send Thank the link you. As well. So I've just got a few other people come through. So
Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. You're welcome. Eileen, welcome coming on. Bobby. Linda Rose, I think we've seen her last time, so welcome aboard, guys. There you go, Eileen, how you doing?
Okay,
excellent. Whereabouts are you from?
Annapolis, Maryland.
I think Maryland is what Kathy says she's from, but she's in Florida now, if I remember.
Yes, Kathy and I know yeah. each other.
Okay, there you go.
We know each other.
We know each other.
I see. So you would have been on Jules' database and just came on. There you go.
Yes.
It's always good because collective cosmic consciousness, we are all connected. And the beautiful thing, it's like a funnel. When people come through, we see synchronicities with strangers and we see synchronicities with the people we know each other. Yeah, going with that, since I have you on, and I'll get through with everyone here. Eileen, your date of birth?
July 25th, 1959.
So your sun and moon, 25 plus 7, July, is 32. So when you add that to a single digit, your 3 plus 2 or 32 equals 5. So your identity is a 5. So where Kathy and Eileen are 7, you're 5. So you're a very quick thinker. You can multitask, intellectual, love of travel, or speed, if you will. So your connection with Kathy, as you know her, because she's a 7 and you're a 5, you form a 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. So it's a fun type connection. Creation, if you will, but that's your first number. So you in 2021 are running a 1 year, Eileen. So what I mean by that, where Kathy and Linda are here in 2021, because 2021 is a 5 and you're a 5, you're starting something new. One is the beginning of something new. It's a new 9 year cycle. So you may be trying to get something off the ground, or there's an idea that you want to get creativity going, if you will. So your connection with me, just like Kathy and Nina, we're still spiritual connection as a nine, your connection with me, because I'm a two and you're a five, we form a seven, which is also a spiritual connection, if you will. So that's your first number, five. Your type of identity is the merging of 1 + 9 + 5 + 9. So if you add that together, you get 24. If you narrow down 24 to a single digit, 2 + 4 = 6. So your type of identity is a six. Sixes are empaths. They could be good networkers, responsible people, like messengers. A lot of sixes can be nurses or politicians on the flip side, because it's got to do with responsibility or power, if you will. And generally, politicians should be more responsible, but that's another story. So that's your type of identity. Your life path or character is the merging of those two numbers. So 5 + 6 gets 11 for you. 1 + 1 = 2. So your life path or character is a two. And so twos, very giving people, have a good heart, like to talk, or the love of food. And twos can be very good in the solicitors or the legal side of things. So, or negotiating low in doing things. So that's your life path. Your essence, soul, and purpose is the merging of those three numbers that you have. So 5 + 6 + 2 gives us 13. 1 + 3 narrowed down to a single digit gives us 4. So where Kathy's ESP code is a 5, Linda's ESP code is a 7, your ESP code is a 4. So in your ether, the 4 is someone who may like structure or have a bit of order or have systems in place or understanding the psychology of people. So you're at peace of mind when you know there's a bit of order, or there's step 1, step 2, step 3 is done. A lot of force can be in research, investigators, accountants, if you will, or the math side or the psychology side of how psychology, how people think or tick, if you will. So your code, your ESP code is 5624, Eileen. And just like Kathy, you have the arrow of determination. You have two fives in your code, though, in your date of birth. So it's like a portal, if you will. So it's like claircognizance. Sometimes you may get the messages because you got the two fives in the middle of the noughts and crosses. So what I mean by that, 2 5 7 1 9 5 9. So you have the arrow of determination, and you also have two fives in the middle here. So that can be like a portal, if you will. And being born 1959, and just going on, you're on cusp, going at 24th, Leo kicked in on the 24th, so you'll have cusp of Cancer, Leo. New moon, full moon can affect sometimes, more particularly Cancerians, as opposed to Leos, but the Leo is ruled by sun, which is of the heart. But 1959 is a boar or pig, not in a bad way. That's your Chinese animal.
Right.
And that's earth boar. So practical and capable, if you will.
Capable, okay, well, yeah.
And 7 + 7. Yeah, so that sums up some resonances of you, Eileen.
Well, you were on it when you said something new. I have been trying to get a new job, and I've been moving forward in the right direction, and I'm praying that I get this job. Everything you were saying was true.
You getting the job will come more into fruition, or more attract magnetically to you even more as we near our 15th of September this year. So you may get the answer that you want as we're nearing closer. But right now, because you're five, April is a nine, it's completing a matter. You may get an answer in May, because just like May is a five and 2021 is a five, You may get the answer you want in May that you're seeking, because that's also a 1 month. So you're earning a 1 month, which is the beginning of something new in that month, and a 1 year. So it's double the energy, if you will. And that's nice with your 2 fives, like I said before, in the Noughts and Crosses. So I'm just thinking synchronicity wise going here. So now that we've planted that in the mind, we can magnetically attract it to get that answer that you want in May.
I absolutely need it.
And then if you break it down to trying to get a 555, or go back to that card before, that's like the 23rd or also the 5th. So say the 5th of May, 14th of May, or the 23rd of May, then you're breaking down even further to the day, which is the beginning of something new. So you got a 1 day and a 1 month and a 1 year. So it's like a 111, if you know what I mean.
It may take another 2 weeks for me to know. So you're probably on it. Yeah.
But you think in the ether how you like things in order, which is great, because that's your soul. That's your ESP code.
Yes.
Excellent.
You are excellent. You are excellent. I got to tell you something. This is amazing to me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's always good getting, you know, I love positive feedback too, because just like I'm teaching here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm also learning from you at the same time. I'm always learning like a child. And that's how it allows us to mold our Picasso, our journey, if you will. So nice to meet you, Eileen.
You too. Thank you, Kathy.
Excellent. Who would like to be next? Let's get our view. We have who we got here on call? Participants. 10 participants. Cool. We got Bobby, Angela. Angela, would you like to be next?
Yeah, sure. That sounds great.
Excellent. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And what part of America are you from?
We're in Canada and it's very cold today.
Ah, that's right. You typed in the chat you were from Canada. Cool. How cold is it?
I'm trying to think now. I think it was -1 this morning, but it was really windy, so it felt colder than that.
Wow. Because Canada gets sometimes up to like -30 degrees Celsius, is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Lots of snow.
Beautiful. It's always great meeting people from the four corners of Earth. It's the beautiful of Zoom, if you will. Angela, your date of birth?
March 16th, 1966.
So your sun and moon is 16 plus 3, Angela. 16 in March, because March is a 3. Your identity number, so 16 plus 3 is 19. 1 plus 9 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So your identity, Angela, is a 1. So you like your independence, your solitude time. You're a leader because you've got a first letter vowels in A, and that first letter happens to be A. So, you know, ones excel always and get their insights when they've got that solitude or independence, if you will. It's part of what they like and enjoy. So you and I in combination, because I'm a 2 and as a 1, we form a 3. So that 3's got to do with astrology and childlike and fun. So it'll always be a fun connection. Just like how before, say, Kathy and Eileen were 7 and 5. 7 plus 5 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. Their connection was a 3. Our connection, 1 plus 2, is a 3. So I'm showing you how profiling works and energy works, because it's very important for that frequencies, if you will. So that's your identity number. Your type of identity is the merging of 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 6. Now, 1966 is a sub-master number. The master numbers are 11, 22, 33. So I'm in 11, 22, 33. That's my numbers, which vibrates down to 2, 4, 63. So that's why if you see in my brand, I have 33 in my shirt, because my third number is a six, and I like soccer. I have the theme of soccer, so I had that as that theme, if you will. So Submaster number 22 narrows down to a four in your type of identity. So the four is can be the person that likes the structure or the psychology of things, a bit of order, maybe into the maths or the accounting. Just like I was saying with Aline, but her ESP is a four, your type of identity is a four, and it's hardworking. It's a hardworking, independent type person. So that's your type of identity. Your life path or character is the merging of those two numbers in your solar system. So 1 + 4 = 5. So 5 is, you're definitely a quick thinker. Love to multitask and travel, and fives can be good actors or actresses. And a lot of fives are also, it can be models. Even if their first number is a five, or if they have a five in that code as well. So your life path is a five. Your essence, soul, and purpose is the adding up of 1 + 4 + 5. We get 10. 1 + 0 = 1. So your ESP is a one. So you have two ones in your code. So just like before, Kathy had 2 sevens. Linda had 2 sevens. You have 2 ones. So you definitely like your solitude time. Independence, it's part of your essence. That's when you get your most creativity. And you're a fire horse, so fire horse is passionate and tactile. And just like Linda, you have the arrow of intellect, because you have that 369 going across on the noughts and crosses when I showed it before. They sum up some attributes, if you will, of you, Angela. Did that resonate? And in 2021 for you right now, okay, you're here. So just like we showed 2, 3, 5, 8, 1, 4, 7, we have 6, 9. So on the sine wave, we had the people in three, some people here. You're here at the moment in 2021. So it's about pivoting. There's something that you need to change or pivot within, maybe work or career or personal or what have you. So that's where you're here now. So we all go through these cycles in our minutes, in our hours, in our days, in our months, and in our years. So in 2021, it's about maybe a little bit of frustration. Just need to pivot and maneuver, if you will.
Yeah. I had Eileen calling.
So
we just sold our house last night, uh-huh. And we're moving, and I'm just starting my new care course career. So yeah, that's a change.
Yeah, and it's a bit of, it may be a little bit of a shock change, but the beauty is you will come into 15th of September into here, which will be just, you'll be weeding through the stuff that you needed to do in terms of pivoting, and you'll just be contemplating, just chilling a bit as you move into the following year, next year, into your 8 year, which could be good for the business or the money side of things. So we all go through these cycles, if you will. You're welcome. Excellent. There's always good getting validation. And nice meeting you too, Angela. I just read the chat quickly. Bobby, link. I think because you came after the chat, so that's why the links. Kathy sent it. Thank you. She sent it directly to me. Sorry, I'll resend it. Send to everyone.
I was trying to send it to him.
Yeah, no, thank you for help. That's great. Teamwork is magic. I just resent it to everyone in the chat. Because in the Zoom, it sends direct to the host, if you're the host, yeah. as a direct. So who would like to go next? We got 10 people in the room, so this is great. I love the engine. The more the people, the more the synchronicity. It's beautiful. Who did we chat for before? Linda Rose, I was met from before. Ange, Jenna from before.
I think Bobby. Bobby's trying to get on.
Bobby, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Awesome.
I'm in Palm Springs, California.
Ah, cool. Jules is from there.
Yeah, she is. I've met her before. Yeah.
She's what, say?
I've met her here.
Cool. She's great. Excellent. Bobby, just let me... your date of birth?
April 4th, 1957.
Okay. The Aries that can get things off the ground. So your identity number is when you add 4 and April being a 4, you get 8. So your first number is an 8. the eights can be abundance or fulfillment in business ends, but also in spiritual, because when we want to be fulfilled, fulfillment is not just the materialistic side, it's the spiritual side. As we grow older, that's what we need to do to ascend, if you will. So your combination with Jules, because she's a 3,
yeah,
and you're an 8, Bobby, you form 11. 1 + 1 = 2. So it's a loving heart type of connection and also of speaking. So that's your first number, 8. So in 2021 for you right now, Bobby, you're in a 4.
Yes.
You're right now here. So it's about you're on the ground, you're researching stuff, investigating stuff, seeing how you're going to maneuver. And come 15th of September this year, you'll jump up to 5.
Yeah.
Which will be faster. Things will be picking up. So that's your identity number. Your type of identity, Mercury to Pluto, when we add 1 + 9 + 5 + 7. You also have a submaster number. So just like I said, Angela, 1966 submaster, it's a 22. Your 1957 is a 22.
Yes.
And if you know that down to a single digit, 2 + 2 = 4. So the 4, the researching, knowing how to do steps, step 1 or step 2, even in the ether in your mind, the calculating type of element is your type of identity. Your life path or character is the merging of 8 + 4, which is 12, and 1 + 2 now down to a single digit equals 3. So your 3s always like to seek, always like to learn. Our teachers or students or writing of books or reading of books, but it's childlike. Look, 3s look younger than they are, but it'll always be wanting to seek, wanting to know more. Just like Jules, she's a 3936. Your last two numbers are the same. You're an 8436. So you're going in that. Your ESP number, Bobby, is adding 8 + 4 + 3. Gives us 15. 1 + 5 = 6. So your essence, soul, or purpose is like an empath. A responsible empath, networking messenger, if you will. And that's guiding your other numbers of the 8, 4, 3. So, and where you are right now with the age, you're really very much into the 6. So it's like a responsibility and an empathic energy, if you will. And 1957, you're a 69. Fire rooster.
Yes.
So the fire rooster, okay. So you're definitely awake. In your truth seeking movement or anything, you're awake. You know what's going on, so to speak. So they form attributes of your code being 8436. You also have the arrow of determination, and you also have the arrow of practicality. You're practical, yes, Bobby. And very hard work because you got the 2 4s. So they make elements, if you will, and some frequencies, if you will, of yourself, Bobby.
Yes.
Did they sort of resonate?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm definitely empathic. So.
I'm very empathic. Last number 6s always are. You take on the energies of everyone around. Just like Jules, I have a 6, but my third number 6, I do too. And I do stuff for protection, obviously, with crystals, salt water, just like I had mentioned initially to Kathy, in terms of protecting the aura and the energies, if you will. Yes. So frequencies and energies are everything in profiling. So you and I, our combination is a 10, which is a 1. So it's an independent leadership type of energy. Okay, I've got my view, you have your view, I'll see, I'll take it, I'll go this way, I'll go this way, and we say, okay, what can we mold? You and Jules is a 2. So it's a more of it's a loving heart type of connection. It's giving. So you have different frequencies and energies of people, and that's the beauty when you can maximize your strengths and complement your weaknesses, if you will. But yeah, 2021 is about the it's just grounding the energies, which you know how to do because you're practical. You got the art of practicality, and that's your code, Bobby. 8436. You're welcome. And further information is on that link in the chat with the realignment page. And on the, if people want to hear further episodes, they can go to my footer and see the on air. What I'll do is I'll send the link as well. And just as I'm doing that, who else would like to have their ESP code read?
Me. Catherine, can you hear me?
I can. Yes. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Catherine. Where are you from?
Richmond Hill, Ontario, Canada.
Canada, nice. Well, a good mixture of Canadians and American and people from the US. Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's fully. Are you in just cold? Is it cold there as well, like snowing or?
Yes. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's amazing. You know, we have 13 degrees here. We get like 10 degrees here in Sydney because they haven't built the houses like in Canada. We freeze. We complain. And I see Canadians and they wear shorts. It's minus 20 outside. They're wearing short sleeves and stuff. I'm thinking, man, how do they do that? But you've obviously, the structures are built differently, you know? So, because like now we're starting to, it's autumn and it was a little bit cold and I'm wearing a shirt. It's, you know, it's like 10 or 11 degrees, but I know it's probably more, but nonetheless, that's how we go with the cold. Where is iPhone? Okay, so just let me send this link here so I don't forget. We'll go over a little bit of time. Okay, where are we? And just as I am doing that, Catherine, can you tell me your date of birth?
June 10th, 1958.
Okay. So that's the chat link where people can read prior episodes. 10th of June, 1958.
Yes.
It's always fun trying to get 12 people in the show, get a link, trying to and do the date of birth at the same time. Because I like, another thing is energy loves speed and energy is in the ether. Magic is energy, which is in the ether. That's what synchronicity is all about. Truth, it's got nothing to do with the white or black stuff or natural stuff. It's got to do with how to understand the interpretation when we're getting the signs in the non-phenomenal, which is in the ether, if you will. But just let me type that down. 10th. Of June 19 was?
1958. 5-8. Yes.
Okay. So you're Gemini ruled by Mercury. So your first number is 10 plus 6 is 16, is 7. So you also have a 7 in your ESP code. It's just like our first read with Kathy. And you're Catherine, she's a 7, you're a 7. And Linda. So your type of identity is the spiritual type person, deep thinking, contemplate, like to contemplate, and slow and steady wins the race. Your type of identity, so you and I together form a 9, just like we did with Kathy. So it's a spiritual connection. 7s always have a connection with spirituality. Your type of identity is when you add 1, 9, 5, 8 together, you get 23. 10, 15, and 8, 23, yeah, you do 6, 8, 14, which is a 5. I'm calculating it different ways too, because a 9 is a 0, but when you calculate it, it means the same thing. But nonetheless, your type of identity is a 5. So that's like a very good oxymoron of a balance, where 7 is the deep thing. So you contemplate on something, and once you've locked it in, decisions made, because the 5 is then acting on it, of the speed, the love of travel, if you will. So that's your type of identity. Your life path or character is similar to Bobby. So where Bobby's an 8-4-3, you're a 7-5-3. So your life path character, just like Bobby's, is a 3, you're a 3. And that's the childlike, fun, life to seek, love to learn, teaching, student type of thing. So just like Bobby as well, then, your last number is a 6. So you're an empath. Like, you help people, you nurture people. Responsibility, like a nurse helps and responsible for people. So if you, so 7 + 5 + 3 = 15, narrow down to a single digit is a 6. So your ESP code is 7536. So you also have the arrow of determination. So those who were born always in the 1950s are always going to have the arrow of determination, because they've got the 5 in the middle of the noughts and crosses, if you will. So
thank you.
It's here from bottom left to top right, 159, because the people are born in 1950 to 1959, or if they've got a 5 in the day and month, same thing. But I'm just saying, because a lot of people here in the 1950s. So you're 1958, you're a dog in the Chinese.
A what?
A dog in the Chinese.
A dog, yes. I knew that, yeah.
And it's an earth dog. So, earth dog is practical and respected as an earth dog. So you in 2021, just like Kathy and Linda, is a 3 year for you, Catherine. So it's about having fun, creation, abundance, growth. Being childlike in your presence, because that's good for your energy, and seeking and learning. Okay. It'll be good for your soul. So that's your code, being 7536, if you will. You're welcome. Is there anything you wanted to know about 2021 as well on top?
No, that's so spot on. It's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And awesome to meet you as well. Excellent. Let's try to fit another person in. Who else do we have here?
Hi, Tim.
Nice to meet you. Lisa, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. Where are you from?
I live in the San Francisco area.
Very good. San Francisco. I've only been there in interim to change flights, so I've never seen it. I only stayed at the airport, but very good. Your date of birth?
December 5th, 1959.
5-9? Okay.
Yes.
The 5th of December.
Correct.
1959. So, you're an 8 like Bobby, which is the business side, or understanding how the money side works. But it's also when people are more older in life, it's more a fulfillment, having wanted to be fulfilled, or completion, if you will, auspicious. That's your first number. So, for example, if you and Bobby make a 7 together, it'll be a spiritual connection. You and I make a 1 connection. So it's an independent leadership, creativity, starting an idea together. So that's your first number. So in 2021, just like Bobby, you are in a 4 year on the sine wave. So it's about grounding, and it's about just seeing how things maneuver, trying to get things off the ground. And as you move, things will speed up for you come the next few months as we head into the 15th of September. Mm-hmm. So that's your identity, your type of identity, because you're a year after Catherine, where she's a 5, you're a 6. If you add 1 + 9 + 5 + 6, we get 24. 2 + 4 narrowed down to a single digit equals 6. So your type of identity is a 6. So that's empath as well. Nurturer, responsibility. Sixes can be networkers, journalists, or reporters, or messages, if you will. So that's your type of identity. Your essence, soul, your character or life path is when you add 8 + 6. Your identity is an 8. Your type of identity is a 6. If you add it, you get 14. Now down to a single digit, you get 5. So fives is traveling, the love of travel. Quick thinkers can be good. And fives know how to maneuver fast when needed. And actors or actresses and the love of travel, or even more so spiritual travel. That's your character, your life path, if you will, Lisa. Your essence, soul, and purpose is adding those three numbers together. So 8 + 6 + 5, you get 19. 1 + 9 = 10. 1 + 0 = 1. So your last number is, your essence is a 1. So just like Angela was a 1451, you're an 8651. You share the last two numbers. So you also like your solitude time, your independence. That's when you're most in your zone, if you will. That forms your ESP code, 8651. So being born 1959, just like we had Eileen being born 59, you're an earth born. So you're practical and you're capable. And you also have the arrow of determination, and you have 2 fives in your data burst. It's like a portal, if you will. So they summarize some attributes of yourself, Lisa. Any other questions you wanted to know about 2021 for you?
No, but that really resonated. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And the beautiful thing is, when people begin to really understand their archetypes, they can then attract the guardians, guides, and angels above them to match them. So what I mean by that is, when we begin to understand our numbers, because we all have positive and negatives in numbers, it's our free will to try to realign to the positive, which is not hard because we have environment around us. We have 2020, right? And 2021, we have these external things. But once we get in tune with our archetypes, we can begin to have help from the spiritual elements, if you will. And we can see that help with deja vu and synchronicities. This has been great. We had 11 people all up at one stage, but 9 still. Some of the other people I've read from before, but do check out the website that's in the chat, guys. It's Anna, direct message. Thank you, Stan. Take care. See you next week. Yes, Anna, from last time, you're welcome. So check out the realignment tab. And on the footer, you can see some YouTube videos. There's private videos you can see. Listen to prior episodes to see synchronicities. And this has been great. Thank you for everyone for coming on. You're welcome. Nice to meet you all from US and Canada.
Thank you. Excellent. You were spot on with me.
Thank you, Eileen. Yes. Awesome. Awesome. As awesome meeting you as well.
Do you do readings?
I do readings, okay. And realignments. I'll send you the reading, okay, tab as well. So I do 30, 45, 60-minute readings. My prices are all in Australian dollars, so it's a bit cheaper for America. Canada, I think it's similar to the Australian dollar.
I know. I just said money to England. It was more.
England's always a tricky one. The pound and the euro.
Are you in Australia?
I am. I just sent the reading tab as well. I'm in Australia. I'm in Sydney, Australia.
Oh, I used to work for an Australian company. That's why I asked.
Awesome.
In Sydney. Yeah.
That's great.
You're good. You're good.
Thank you. Thank you. Much appreciated. It's always, as I said, getting positive feedback, because I really want to create more services to try to tailor them to the people. And the reading realignments are really great stepping stones. But the show is great because it gives insights to people. And and people listening on the show in 38 stations, 135 countries can get aha moments. That's the whole idea. Everyone to have a little bit of a positive blessing to help them. So until next time, I thank you everyone for coming on. It's been great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us. Please join us every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. Go to loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee to get show access information. Have a great week.